Pull it from the stream yard.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Mostly Peaceful Latinas. I'm your host, Bella.
And I'm Linda.
And we have a show today.
Hey guys, hi everyone that's here early. And we are actually early for ourselves because you guys know Latinas. Get
some snaps. Always... Is this like the, I feel like it's like the first time in months that we've been on time with live. But shout out to our new production crew in our new studio that actually cares about us.
Yeah, honestly. Unfortunately, if you guys have been following us, if you guys followed us last year and listened to the podcast, we had a few technical difficulties that just kind of like ruined the show and kind of ruined the vibe. But now we have great producers and great people helping us out and trying to grow the show. And thank you for being here with us tonight. We have a lot to cover. As you guys saw, if you guys follow me on Twitter, I see some of my Twitter followers here. I've been talking about the Taylor Swift situation, mostly when it relates to bringing back normal, how do you say normalcy?
Normality.
Sanity, and not looking unhinged to the rest of the world. And, you know, just conservatives have Taylor Swift derangement syndrome. So I don't really care to go so much into what they say or what they didn't say, as much as I want to show you guys what the left is saying and how you would probably find out that you see somewhat, you will probably relate to some of the things that the left are saying when it comes to how crazy the right wing is, especially on Twitter. It's really not everywhere. It's like mostly on Twitter. It's not so much.
I feel like it bleeds into literally everywhere. Cause you know that I'm not on Twitter. I'm on Truth Social. Yeah. And you see it there too, where it's just like, wake up every single day. And it's like, bash Taylor Swift. What memes am I going to make about Taylor Swift today? What am I going to say about Taylor Swift today? And it's just, it's so, the coordination of it is what seems off, because it's almost like the same kind of lockstep that you saw in 2020 with the black squares.
Right.
It's like, how is it any different? It's like, Black Lives Matter, you know, white supremacy is bad, or all of these things that were echoed over and over during 2020. And now it's like Taylor Swift is a psyop. Taylor Swift is bad. Pfizer boy and her and her boyfriend or whatever.
Right. So we're going to go over that. We're also going to talk about George Soros buying more radio stations before the 2024 election, obviously with the means to influence the outcome of the election. We're going to also discuss how Republicans, while they're discussing how many men Taylor Swift has slept with, they actually lost a seat in New York. George Santos's seat has been flipped by a Democrat. And, you know, Republicans themselves are responsible for losing that seat, for impeaching him from the House. And now we have one less representative. And what else do we have?
We have the hottest new couple to hit the scene. Yeah,
that's too.
The hottest new couple to hit the scene, Mr. Alex Soros and his new girl. Can we even call her a girl? Uma Abedin. And we got the details of that because, you know, it's just another relationship for the red pill to lose their minds about, and for the right to lose their minds about. Yeah. I mean, not that Uma's a good person, but what else do we have? A couple of like crazy headlines.
The Democrats have a hip hop task, which is supposed to solve racial equality. So we're going to go over that as well.
It's a good thing that there's a solution for racial inequality. Yeah. Thank you, Democrats, for the hip hop task force. And Iran woke up today and decided that they were going to claim Antarctica. Mm-hmm. No reason at all. No rhyme or reason. They're just going to set up shop in the South Pole, and there's nothing that Joe Biden can do to stop them. But clearly, the world gives us lots of headlines. We don't even have to come up with it. It's almost like content creates itself when you live in 2024. So let's talk a little bit about Taylor Swift. Where do we even start? Where do we even start attacking this from?
I think that we can start from the Super Bowl. So obviously the Super Bowl was Sunday. It was the most watched Super Bowl in a while. I think it has 130. I have the numbers right here, actually. Give me 1 second. Super Bowl viewership rose to 123.4 million. It's a record high from the years prior, which is shocking because I was told that conservatives were actually going to boycott the NFL. They told us that a very long time ago.
Yes, I remember.
They told us they were going to boycott celebrities. They told us they were going to boycott Hollywood.
Wait, if you've seen what she's even done in...
Boycott a lot of things. But I don't think the culture war is actually being you know, won by the right. And the reason why I think that is because we are not seeing the results when it comes to things like NFL and football viewership. Now, you guys know that last year there was a controversy with Dylan Mulvaney and Bud Light, and conservatives are still crying about that, despite the fact that, you know, Bud Light is an American beer. I told Bella this week, I said, look, there's a brand, right? America has a brand. The U.S. has a brand. Mm-hmm. And that brand, whether we like it or not, it's going to continue for a very long time. What is that brand? When you're an outsider, like, for example, when I lived in Colombia as an immigrant, as an outsider, the way that you view the U.S. is very different than how you view Latin American countries. And some of the things that fit that U.S. brand are what? Beer, football, the military, being the best at everything. You had hot
pretty babes, blonde women.
Pretty blonde women with big titties. Those are America, part of the Americana brand. It's something that we can't control. It's been going on for a very long time, and it's probably not going to change. And so
I don't feel like it should change. Like, if we're really talking about traditional American values, like, there's beer, yeah, there's hot babes, there's, yeah, Hemis, like, this is what we do in America, and it's never been a problem before, but now somehow this very representative culture of where we want that, by the way, was something that Obama's entire administration, Obama spent 8 years apologizing for this culture, apologizing for our football and our beard and our lack of culture, if you will. And it's crazy to see conservatives take an extension of that by rejecting these very things that are as traditional as could be to just good old-fashioned Americana, like Linda pointed
literally
out.
Football and beer.
Well, I mean, look at the calendar was also a perfect example, yeah, of that. Like, what's more traditional than selling beer with hot babes? And the right lost their shit about
they
it.
They did.
They lost their shit about it. I want to give them
a live streaming. We were in live streaming for that, but, you know, that was an interesting moment in time when there was a calendar that was put out by a brand called the Ultralight Beer. It was a very cringe and horribly made calendar, yeah, like very cheap. It was actually terrible when it comes to the creative side of it. But it was also, they made it seem like it was very sexualized. And some of the pictures were a little bit, you know, lewd and racy. I mean, but for the most part, like the Ashley Sinclair in the bathtub and things like that, for the most part, they were pretty
tamed.
I wouldn't say modest, I'd say tamed. But that was a problem. So I want to go over some of the tweets that we found online coming from the left.
Let's give these two little shout outs quick, just because we're no sponsors, guys. We're 100% dependent on you. No Illuminati, no lizard people. As you guys know, our show is 100% self-funded. Mm-hmm. And we have big goals to grow. So any support that you guys show us per usual is more than appreciated. We ask that if you cannot make a contribution, that's okay. Please like this video and subscribe to our channel to help us grow. And please help us get on the algorithm by engaging in the chat. You guys know we're always on there reading comments and engaging with you and fighting with the trolls. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Erica, for coming through with your weekly donation. We appreciate you so much. And thank you to Mr. Walton, who says the woke right is getting tiresome. They need to wrap up these anti-Taylor Swift post. I don't expect to see it happen at any time soon, but you are absolutely right, Walton.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right. So like Linda was saying, let's take the opportunity. Let's look at
We're gonna surf
how
the internet.
How unhinged the right currently is. So these are some of the tweets that we have that we're pulling up.
I don't like it like that. Look how it looks. Go back, though, because you started in the wrong one, I think.
I don't know why this one is showing up cut up.
Hmm.
Very strange.
Let me see. Well, let's just read that one out loud. Well, sorry, guys.
Let me pull it up. I don't know why it's cutting up the image, but I'll read it out loud to you guys. And the image says, it's still objectively hilarious to me that the libs are getting football in the national divorce. If you told me this 10 years ago, I would have laughed in your face. And of course, it's a response to a tweet saying them watching the Super Bowl, getting drunk, wearing a jersey with another man's name on it and participating in a satanic ritual. Us going to mass, wearing dress clothes, praising God, worshiping Jesus, and spending the day with loved ones and families. which one are you choosing? As if somehow anybody who chooses to watch football in 2024
or go to the Super Bowl,
be a sports fan of any kind is somehow synonymous with being a Satanist that hates Jesus. This is what we mean by an extreme right. Let's look at some other tweets. So classy. What a role model and example for all her young fans. Taylor Swift is 34 years old.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is 34 years old.
She's struggling to be here at the Super Bowl.
Has had a career.
$1 million suite.
has had a career that's expanded over the last 15 years. And we're watching her have a beer during a Super Bowl. The horror. The horror, really. The horror of Taylor Swift and how it is that she's showing up to her young fans.
By the way, this is Tanya. Tanya is Jack Posobiec's wife. And obviously, Jack Posobiec has been one of the biggest Taylor Swift haters in the last couple of months. No, he has. He's up there with the Daily Wire. Yeah, he's up there with the Daily Wire. But he had to basically reel it back because he said that for Lent, he's giving up trolling his enemies and he's going to be nice. So he's reeling it back and he's being very nice on Twitter. But this is Jack Posobiec's wife, a very nice lady, nothing against Tanya at all. But I will say, you know, for the most part, I don't chug beers. We don't chug beers, right?
No, we don't chug
beers. But I will say, like, my friends do. You know, we had a Christmas party in December. We're all in our 30s. Most people actually have children that I know, if not they're in relationships or married, whatever. And I'll be honest with you guys. We were doing Flip Cup. We went back to college. We had a Christmas party. My friend just had a baby 5 months ago. The nanny was upstairs taking care of the kids. And his wife and him hosted a party for us and our friends. And we were playing beer pong and we were playing Flip Cup. And the boys were doing, we're chugging beers in the back. And it's okay. It's okay. I promise you. It's okay to have fun.
Once upon a time, it is okay to have fun.
You went to football games
and you drank beer.
And I promise you, it is not a satanic ritual. I promise you that you're not going, like, you're not killing babies, right? Like, you're not, what is it? Drinking an ectochrome or whatever you call it. Adrenal. Like, I promise you, it's going to be okay if you chug a beer and it doesn't make you a bad person or a bad role model. Now, look, we are nobodies compared to, like, you know, somebody like Candace Owens or somebody like Taylor Swift, which is much up there. But I will say this. When you have a little bit of clout, when you have anything, you could have 10,000 followers. It doesn't matter. When you're in the public eye, it's fucking horrific how much you have to watch what you say, what you do, what you wear, everything, literally everything that you do.
I've made a joke about this before that I have, I have like these bed pillows that I have and they've got like these like small triangles on them. But I always make it a point to put the bed pillows with the triangles backwards because I'm terrified that the pictures are going to come out in the background of one of my posts and that some schizophrenic on the internet is going to be like, look at the triangles. Illuminati confirmed. She has to be Illuminati. Yeah. And like that level of like self-awareness, because some of the people on the internet are so psychotic, is part of what we mean when we say that the right has become unhinged.
Right. I think this one right here. So Radical Femme Hitler, if you guys know, love her account. Obviously, not all of her politics align, but she does. You know, a lot of these feminists are anti-transgender ideology, which is where we aligned. A lot of things that, you know, they're anti-porn industry, they're anti-sex work. These are things that we align with them, and a lot of you guys do as well, right? The abortion stuff, probably not. But with that being said, this is what she said, and she has really good tweets. A lot of them, obviously, your right's not going to like them. She said, I never thought I'd see conservative seat at the side of a beautiful blonde white woman flying across the world solely to support her himbo football player boyfriend on one of the biggest days of his career. To what somebody replied and says, so-called modern conservatives don't care about American culture, which is what I was explaining to you guys with the football, beer, blondes, NASCAR, military, tradition, athletics, happy eugenic couples, or even the white race. They just want to cope and seethe in perpetuity in the hopes of one day living out the revenge of the nerds fantasy. I don't know. You guys tell me in the chat. You guys tell me. I get it. I don't even know 5 Taylor songs. So you guys know I listen to 2 artists, Luis Miguel and Kanye West. That's it. That is my Spotify. You guys saw my Spotify Wrapped when I posted it on social media. Luis Miguel was on top of a chart. I went to see him. I almost died. Those are my artists. That's who I listen to. I don't care about this woman. And I genuinely don't enjoy her music. I don't actually see why people like her a lot.
No, I mean, it's pop music. It's like girly little pop music that people like to sing to stuff.
But I want to know, what do you guys think about this? Because to me, this is something that it made me go, huh, it's so true. They are a white couple. Conservatives seem to care about white babies, right? We've heard this over and over again. Preserve the white race. The white race is under attack. Yada, yada, yada.
They're trying to erase babies, the whites all with this the stuff. Open borders.
And so I think to myself, well, you know what? I wouldn't consider these liberals. They're more like center right people mm-hmm. that just don't necessarily like Republicans. That's what it is.
I
don't know. What do you guys think?
You know what I have a hard time understanding? There's certain characters that bring out they bring out demonic energies in people.
Right.
Donald Trump is one of those people. I feel like Kim Kardashian is one of those people. Yeah. Andrew Tate is one of those people.
Very controversial.
That people will truly hate this individual that they've never met, they've never spoken to. They really don't know anything about them outside of what they portray to the public eye. And they will hate them with every ounce of their being. Just the mere seeing the person on the internet drives them insane to see them. I hate this person. I hate what they represent. I hate what they mean. Mm-hmm. Very few people can bring that out in people. And we've got to be able to admit at some points and have some level of self-awareness that it's am I being slightly unhinged right now? I cannot like this person and not make hating them my entire personality, which is what we're seeing so much with the right. I'll say this, and Nindo, you probably agree. I was born here. However, I grew up Latina and I grew up in a Cuban type household. And I remember growing up and especially thinking of going to high school, and the epitome of that was the cute cheerleader with
tailgating.
With the football, with the QB and that kind of relationship.
And it's just, I did a keg stand before.
I did a keg stand too.
I've done a keg stand. I've done funnels. I used to love funnels. Funneling was a thing for me in college. I was in a sorority. I'll be honest with you. I dated a football player when I was in high school. College, no, not really. No, my ex-boyfriend was just no, he wasn't a football player. But with that being said, do we have any more of these?
Oh, we got a lot more of these. Taylor Swift, a 34-year-old woman, had a beer at a football game, and MAGA is losing their minds. The last time I checked, drinking a beer is legal. Y'all can't stop clutching your pearls now. And somebody responds, she'll always be remembered as the only pop singer to drive MAGA to the brink of insanity by doing absolutely nothing. I'm starting to like her. We look unhinged to the public eye. And this is very much where we feel that the PSYOP is going, which is how can Democrats rebrand the insanity that they've depicted themselves with over the last 4 years? How can they take that branding and make it so that we look so crazy and unhinged that they look normal? And that's very much where it is that we are at right now.
I think that if you guys have noticed too, by the attitude of people like Gavin Newsom, for example, Gavin Newsom has completely even changed his tune about Donald Trump. If you hear him in the last interviews, Gavin Newsom, I think it's going to be the future of the Democratic Party. And it's someone that's married. I get it. He's a cheater, whatever. You got to think of the average voter, the uninformed voter. Most of you guys are informed people. Most of you guys watch conservative media from different angles, whether it's ours, the Daily Wire, whatever it may be. The average voter doesn't look at it that way. That's why a lot of voters thought that voting for Biden wouldn't be so bad. It would just be an Obama term, a third Obama term, right? And now they're seeing that their cities are being overflooded with immigrants, whether legal immigrants. They're seeing that crime has gone up. I actually posted a really good video on my story right now of an Asian lady from New York, and she's super pissed about the fact that there's all these illegals. They don't pay taxes. They can't call the police because of the laws are against them. And she's going off and saying, what the hell is going on? Right. Clearly, she's Asian. Either she's second generation or first generation, an immigrant, saying this is enough. Enough is enough. And so when the Democrats have adopted for the last, I don't know, I'd say 8 years since Trump came around, of hysteria, of Russian delusion, of lying about white supremacists being verified genders, people, 100 fucking genders, of pro-abortion up to the ninth month, of transgenderism, of occupying women's spaces. When the Democrats have gone completely apeshit in the last couple of 8 years, you know what the only solution they have is to reel it back. The problem is that we don't have anything. We don't have Hollywood. We don't have the media. We don't have the music industry. We have nothing. They have all that. So they have all these tools. It's like a toolbox. They have all the tools to make their enemy look insane and try to grab back that culture of we're normal Kennedy people. We're reeling it back. We're taking back the culture and we're going to be normal. We're not these crazy climate activists that are gluing themselves to the floor, trying to get run over, throwing stuff at the Mona Lisa in France. Or that's not us.
We're not really burning down cities. You know what it is? We're not doing any of those things.
Because the Democrats are masters at deceit, right? Yes. The Democrats, what did they call abortion? Women's rights, right? Mm-hmm. Control over your own body. And they actually said something else, healthcare. Isn't that they say something?
Yeah, they call it healthcare. They call it women's healthcare.
They call it women's healthcare. So because they are masters of deceit, they're making our side and the normal people on our side look completely unhinged. And that's where we're at with this whole thing. And really, that's what we wanted to discuss.
It wasn't much of that. This is the meme right here. This is the meme right here.
This is a meme.
Hold on, a meme.
Why isn't it big?
Here it is.
One of you guys watched her show, Sophia, and she tagged me on this on Instagram.
And it says, why I'm not voting for Republicans this November? And the memes, this guy in the MAGA hat says, Taylor Swift has hit the wall and Travis Kelce is a woman because he gets vaccinated and Joe Biden is a robot. And here we've got the look of the liberals are the normal looking ones. It's like we've completely flipped places now. Because can you imagine talking to a normal, moderate person and trying to explain to them some of these crazy theories that we see on the right sometimes? Like, imagine going up to somebody and being like, clones and harvested blood and all these other things. And it's like, dude, like, I'm genuinely just trying to enjoy my lunch. Like, why does it have to be so over the top? Like, yeah. We know what theories it is that I'm talking about where they get over there. It's like, you know, well, we've seen so much with Taylor Swift. Oh, she's just a clone and LaVey and no sé qué and the Satanist and the, oh my God, and she's a witch and whatever. And it's like, when you're, those are conversations that you have amongst your friends that maybe agree with you. Those are not conversations that you go out there and you share publicly into the world because you look insane.
Yeah.
You really look unstable. And the problem is that as a result, we all look insane.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult, for example, people like us that are boots on the ground involved in actually driving change, yeah. meeting with donors, meeting with legislators. And then the people in our party are talking about clones and blood harvesting and stuff. It's insanity. It truly isn't insanity that can't just have normal conversations.
I think that also people forget that the elections are really decided within moderates and independents. Mm-hmm. Because Republicans, if you're a traditional Republican, you're going to vote Republican no matter what. If you're a traditional Democrat, you're going to vote Democrat no matter what, right? Amen. Blue and two, what is it? Vote blue no matter who, vote red. So everybody else in the middle, the people that are going to base, the people that are still trying to decide, which thank God, by the way, I can actually say this real quick, that this week, the New York Times released a focus group on independents, 13 different independents around voters around the country. And 11 out of those 13 people actually said that they would vote for Trump over Biden. And the thing is, right now, conservatives and Republicans have the upper hand. Why is that? Because the economy sucks. Yesterday, I ran into a YouTube video that actually almost brought tears to my eyes. I don't know why. I was going through all these YouTube videos, like random stuff. And it's this. No. It's a woman. She makes cooking videos, but she had a video that was basically teaching people how to survive on a $10 budget a week. So she takes you to Walmart. I watched the whole video from beginning to end, and then I went to the comments. So she goes to Walmart and teaches you how to buy groceries for $10 for a whole week. What do you think the groceries were? Bread, eggs, like two tomatoes, an onion, pasta, right? The cheapest stuff, beans, lentils, rice, right? And then she makes all these meals and teaches you what you're eating every single day. So one day it's like toast with two eggs, whatever, whatever. When you go to the comments, Like, I'll never complain at groceries again. There was, like, people like, thank you so much, Bella. I forgot her name right now. You've saved me. You've saved me and my children so many times from starving because I had no idea. I had $24 to my name. I had $24 to my name until the next paycheck. And that's actually the reality for most people in America, for a lot of people in America. Yeah. I went through the comments and I was like, oh my God. And here I am complaining about my $7 strawberries, like, literally. So, you know, I think that we have the upper hand. The border situation is pissing off everybody. All these New Yorkers are pissed. You see it in street interviews. These illegals are overflowing. And it's not just that, it's just any average illegal, because as you guys know, especially me, I get a lot of shit from liberals that come to my page and say, you're a sellout. You want to be white. Right. You know, what are the other things? So, you know, all the things that they say to Republican Latinos, you vote against your own interests. That's my favorite one, because I have to ask, especially for liberals that say that, what is voting against my own interests? Is it voting for the party that wants open borders? And now we have a Venezuelan gang. This is something that people are not talking about. One of the most dangerous human trafficking and drug trafficking gangs in the fucking this hemisphere, in Latin America, has now infiltrated the American public, and they're walking around amongst us, and they're in New York, and they're going down to Rhode Island, and they're going to all these Democrat states. And what do you think they're going to do? They're going to kidnap people. They're going to rape women. They're going to traffic them. And that is what, so is it voting for Democrats in my best interest because I'm a Latina? Because somehow, I don't know why. I mean, Joe Biden's literally white. He's white.
Yes.
He's as white as Trump is.
Yes.
So I don't understand when liberals come to my page to say that, because I'm looking around the country and it's fucking trash.
Well, because
it's crap.
Because the misconception of a lot of the people that tell you this is that they think that somehow every single Latino that ever had access to America came through an illegal open border.
Literally a border jumper.
They're all border jumpers. There's no like legal
immigration.
Immigration.
Nothing.
Don't worry. It's okay. I dropped my phone. They think that that's just the only way to come in. So they're like, oh, you're voting against your better interests. Like, my dude. There's plenty of Latinos that come in here in a very legal way.
Right.
They go to meetings. Lotteries, they pay a lot of money. Right. They get attorneys. They drop off copies. They document this, proof of that. And guess what? Because we know that we had to go through all that trouble, we know exactly the kind of people that are coming in through a wide open border. It's the people that don't want to go through that. People that can't prove income. That can't prove that they're stable human beings, productive members of society. So, yeah, we don't want those people in. It's why I said last week that the U.S. government would probably be better off sending legal citizens to the border, because right. nobody's going to protect the border harder than the people that know what they ran from when they left their countries and why they don't want an open border.
True. This is very true. This is very, very true.
Let's take a quick moment to look at some of our contributions. We love you guys so much. David came through. I haven't seen David in a little while.
Hi, David.
Hey, David. David says, Bud Light Pro Sports and Target are pure Americana culture that globalists benefiting from destroying it. And they figured out how to get the right to do it for them.
Yep.
Glad you are both back. And I swear, if the lizard people steal this chat again, I'll lose it. I agree.
Oh my God, you're so bizarre. I mean, those people are insane. Like, they're the craziest people ever. They actually got banned. The main guy actually got banned on Twitter for being a degenerate and insane and bullying women. And
you hadn't even done anything.
No, that wasn't me. Like, I swear to God. Like,
I usually saw the report that they're like, I think you reported like one post and it's like, we can't do anything about it. And that was it. So I don't know what got him deleted.
No, because he does this to a lot of people. He has beef with men, women, children, everybody. But anyways, thank you so much, David. We appreciate you. And I told him that we looked through our super chats from last time.
Yeah.
You know, you got to talk to
Nothing came through on our side. Our girl Emery says, love y'all in the content. I find the red pill right wing bros attacking Taylor Swift so retarded. I have many girlfriends who are not really political and listen to her. Not an effective strategy.
I do,
and
too.
There's even people that are political that listen to Taylor Swift, or have kids that listen to Taylor Swift, or grandkids that listen to Taylor Swift. So it's wild, because I'll hear people like, she's a Satanist, all of this, but my granddaughter loves her. And like, well, let's my friend be honest, Alyssa
took her children, her kids to see her, and I didn't even know. Like, now they're like 8 years old and they like her, I guess.
I also fail to see why she's such a bad example. Like, we've got a video clip here that we will play for you guys shortly of Candace Owens going off about Taylor. And then we want to discuss a little bit about, is Taylor really this like horrible example for young girls? And if so, why? And why are we not paying attention to people that are significantly worse for children?
Like Little Pump.
I
actually have like the best story about Little Pump, but I'll tell you guys in a little bit. I want to say something to Emery, because we were talking on the DM today about the Fannie Willis situation. But there was something about, I saw a tweet today that said, you know, it's really not about her music. It's really about her lifestyle. Mm. Her lifestyle, which is she's 34, she's childish, she's single.
And she owns apparently cats.
She's very promiscuous. And they said she's always boozing, which the only time I really seen her drink was right now during the Super Bowl. But again, I don't know that because I don't pay attention to Taylor that much. But what I found interesting is, you know, I've always defended Trump. You could go to 4 years ago when I was on Vice News and the liberals were attacking Trump, saying, how dare you as a woman support Trump when he said, grab him by the pussy. And what I said, and it's on record, 2 million people have seen that video. And I said, there's whores out there that would let you grab him by the pussy. That is a fact. If you throw money at whores, go to 11. Go to any, you know, look at these nasty girls. I mean, hello, there's strippers for a reason. There's prostitutes. That is a fact. I have always been a Donald Trump defender. You know, you have the DeSantis bros and a lot of these Puritan conservatives that say Trump is not a real conservative. Why is he not a real conservative? Because he has 3 divorces, because he cheated on Melania with a porn star, because X, Y, and Z, because he said this, he was a New York Democrat, all these purity tests about Trump. And I've always defended Trump. And what I've said is, I don't care. This doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that he's going to close the border, is that he's going to build the wall, is that he has the best foreign policy, is that he can make Vladimir Putin scared, is that he can make... Those are the things that matter to me. What doesn't matter to me is if Trump slept with 100 women prior to being fucking president. This doesn't matter to me. And it doesn't matter to you either, right? Because that doesn't change how he can manage a country, which, by the way, a lot of people don't like it when I say this, but this country is a business. It's a business. America is a corporation and it is a business. And that's how we're going to treat it. I saw today another one of my enemies that was attacking me last night because I dare to say I don't want my boyfriend watching prostitutes on the whatever podcast. Well, that's
unhinged.
That made a man a very extremist.
It's actually
man.
Shocking that we even have to call him an enemy, because this is a man that just 2 years ago.
Less.
This is less. It's really irrational, less. Actually. Less than during the 2022 elections, you are right. During the 2022 elections, I specifically remember this man engaging with our content, wanting to collaborate with us on things, was all about our messaging. And now literally all Linda said was, if I had a man, I would not want him to watch the whatever podcast. And the response was, this is why
women should. And I said, because of the whores.
Because of the whores.
I didn't say anything about the man. Yeah. I never said anything about the content. I never attacked the host. I never attacked the guests. I never said the men are bad. I said because of the women. Because the women go there to promote their OnlyFans. Well, that was problematic, that was apparently.
Take
that
them off. The response was, this is why women shouldn't be on the internet. This was a person that had very rational takes just a few years ago. That's a really extreme take to have. You don't want your boyfriend to watch a particular podcast. Therefore, that opinion warrants me wanting you off the internet. This is extreme.
Ban Linda
off the like everybody else. Join the list, bro. Start a GoFundMe. I don't know what to tell you.
They've been trying to ban me for a long
time. And people have a lot more influence.
I'm still here.
They forget that we have literal our enemies with Soros and Clinton PR firms with millions of dollars and resources that have tried to shut us up. And yet here you guys are week after week listening to us. Right. Even when we take a 6-month hiatus, even when we don't record all the time, even when we're only here for 1 week, even when you're still here. It's because you can't shut us up and you can't cancel us. So note to the haters.
You know, but all that to say about Mike from the New Nation, they have a podcast here. They used to have a podcast with, what's her name? Gina Bon Temple, which used to manage Candace Owens. So it was her personal assistant at some point. Is that Mike comes and says that I should be banned off the internet, I go check his latest content. And his latest video is actually a video telling Catholics to not vote for Trump. And you know why he says that Catholics shouldn't vote for Trump? Because Trump doesn't want to have a national ban on abortion. Once again, we've said it over and over again. Having a national ban on abortion, it's a losing business. You're going to lose the country. And you know what? The Catholics and some of these very irrational, emotional, because they are emotional.
Yes,
that's an emotional. That is an emotional response.
Absolutely.
That is not a business response. That is an emotional response. You're telling a woman that's supposed to be emotional and making irrational decisions that I should be banned off the internet because of my wrong opinion. Yet here you are creating content saying that Catholics shouldn't vote for Trump. And you know what? I go to the comments and he got dragged because even the Catholics were saying, look, with all due respect, but the reality is that if it wasn't for Trump overturning Roe v. Wade or putting those three justices in that bench, a lot more babies would be killed.
Absolutely.
In states. A lot more babies have been saved since the overturn of Roe v. Wade per state. Obviously, we can't count on states like New York and California where they're doing child sacrifices until 9 months. But other states like Florida, Ohio, Texas, whatever, those states, so many lives have been saved.
Well, the most frustrating part of the entire thing is that this man was an atheist up until two years ago. So
I've never been an atheist.
That's why we grew up in Catholic mass. We grew up in Catholic mass because of our background. So it's always hysterical to me to have people that up until a couple of years ago didn't even acknowledge the existence of Jesus Christ and salvation try and tell us, people like me that have grown up around faith, that have grown up with faith in Jesus Christ, why we're wrong with the stance that we take. It's always, I hate to say it, man, but the baby Christians, like the newly awakened, they do a lot of damage to people that could be curious about finding Christ. They don't bring people to Christ. They drive people away because they make God out to be like somebody whose love and forgiveness you have to earn. God's love is already promised to us. We just have to accept it. And it's like these baby Christians come in and they're like, no, you need to earn God's love and you're not going to earn it because these are all the ways that you're a sinner and you're imperfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly why God sent his only son to die at the cross for us, because we're sinful creatures, every single last one of us, where we needed salvation to be sent to us.
Right. Go through the other.
I want to read the couple and then I want to play a clip from the Candace. And then I want to, okay. So Manny, thank you so much. We appreciate your donation.
She's a first time
donor.
Thank you so much. I think she comes from Twitter. One of her girls on Twitter. Thank you so much. I love the girls on Twitter. We have so much fun trolling the Red
Bull
girls.
I get so sad that I can't contribute. I wish I could play with you guys in the sandbox. But I'm not allowed.
Not yet.
All right. Adam Silva, our boy, fearless Adam Silva, says, hey, ladies, such a necessary topic to discuss. Please understand that there are many of us well-balanced men out there who love and appreciate women and are in no way represented by all this RP buffoonery. Please keep faith in us. Love and appreciate you both so much. I was telling Linda, because last week, you know, when all of these trolls, these unhinged trolls, which, by the way, I started doing a little bit of research and I started just looking into some of them to see who they were. And it was actually hysterical how many of them were overweight men over middle age, like men old enough to be my father, were very concerned with my weight. Meanwhile, my husband is at home bonsaiing trees, happy that I remembered to get him the fruit treats.
What are his
Welch's fruit treats. He's so happy that I remembered his fruit snacks. We don't exist in the same world, because normal, hardworking men like my husband, they get out of work and what they want to do is like play with their bonsais, watch their shows on like Treasures or whatever it is. They're not on the internet trolling women that are old enough to be their daughters.
Yeah. But I just don't get it. You know, you're going to die one day. Hopefully you die, you know, of an old age, right? We troll a lot, but hopefully you have children and you have a family and you die of an old age. And I don't think you want to get to your 75 years old, 80 years old, and you're like, you know what I was doing when I was 25 years old or when I was 35 or 40. Well, these guys are not 25. Well, whatever. When I was 45 years old, you know what I was doing? I was trolling these, like, mostly peaceful fat Latinas or whatever you want to call it. These ugly girls. Whatever. You know, they call us on these.
They call us
You know what I was doing? I was trolling these fucking stupid Latinas on YouTube and calling them fat and ugly and that they were going to die alone. And now look at me. I'm going to die alone because I'm a piece of shit.
Meanwhile, so, the Latinas are completely unbothered with their dogs, their cats, their lake views, their houses, their husbands, their good lives. And you guys are really stressed. About what we're doing. Yeah. It's actually hilarious, but it's why it's always invited. Thank you for the engagement. Our friend Don Juan writes a few things. He says, think you guys need to join Sarah, the Raging Tomato. Don't know who that is, but we'll look into it.
Tell us about Sarah. Put it in the chat. I don't know.
Think y'all like her. By the way, ask her about the BP. What's the BP? The elite Sarah, don't care about your inflation. It helps them. He writes, the elite want those migrants because who's going to have kids, pay the national debt, work for the cheap? You're right. Yeah, now they want to join the army. They do want to create an army. Yeah. That's exactly what's going on here. Our friend Rick writes, YouTube liberals hate when any minority or person of color have any other views other than liberals. Stay in line, and being you.
Yeah. No, they're psychotic.
One of the best things that Linda and I are actually really proud of, because we've done surveys before, is that the majority, like, our audience is made up of close to 35% people that don't identify at all as conservative. They're not conservatives. They're not Republicans. Like center-right. They're either center-right, center-left, and some, even 10% of them said that they identify as Democrats. And we're very proud of that, because we appreciate that we create content that can be heard from people that are normal and sane and not existing on either side of these extreme paradigms that now exist in politics and an extension in culture. Don Juan says, Taylor says, F the patriarchy. Little does she know. And Desiree says, love MPL. Your content is top tier. Thank you so much, so Desiree. Mr. Walton coming through with another donation. We appreciate
this. This is one of our Twitter friends. I recognize you. Thank you so much. I love our Twitter friends. Yeah, this is one of our Twitter friends.
Love you, girls. Linda 2024. Let's fucking go. I agree. I've been there. I've been saying it. Let's go.
Thank you, Joe.
I want to play this clip for you guys of Candace Owens being completely unhinged about Taylor Swift.
I just want to say something before this happens. Before I had my Wake Up with Linda account or I created any conservative content, I actually went to Nova University with my friend Alba just to see Candace Owens before she reached stardom, you know, status. I actually went to see her with Charlie Kirk, and I loved her. You know, when Kanye, the main reason why I followed Candace Owens was because I've always been a Kanye fan, and he once tweeted, I like what Candace Owens thinks, and I immediately went to see who Candace Owens was. Mm-hmm. And I really liked her. But the past couple of years, whether it's because she reached stardom or she changed her mind or it's for clicks and baits and grifting, it's just her content is just not resonating with me anymore, which is why I canceled my Daily Wire membership. But anyways, go ahead.
Let's play this quick clip from our girl.
And how she tries to manipulate her audiences, like, to get out of, like, deals and contracts.
Can you guys let me know in the chat if you hear Candace?
She's the most toxic feminist that's ever existed. And what she does is basically the threat is that if she doesn't get what she wants, she writes a song about a guy and then has 15 million girls singing the songs and drops little clues so they know who it's about. I mean, it's totally psychotic if you really think about it. I don't think you appreciate how psychotic that is, that you can't date her for 2 weeks. Without her writing a song about you. I mean, what she did to John Mayer as
John
well.
Mayer,
it was like, I literally did nothing to her. Like, we went on one date and I didn't deserve this.
You were ruining
And then
this
there's
guy.
A bunch of, like, 10-year-old girls whose brains are not developed who then go and attack whoever it is. Like, Scooter Braun's family, his young kids, literally had to go into hiding and get security because Taylor Swift wanted out of the deal that he legally purchased her catalog of music.
Yeah.
And she wrote this, you have to go find it on Tumblr, this, like, glorious rephrasing of basically, like, my dad signed a contract, a legally binding contract for me when I was 15. He now has the catalog because he purchased it. And she was just like, you know, as a woman, I sat on the floor and I wrote these songs. And then they tried to kill Scooter Braun's family, and he did nothing wrong other than purchase her catalog. But and he only had it for like 6 months before he let somebody else purchase it. But like, she hated Scooter Braun.
This is a room full of Swifties you're talking
about. No, guys, I'm sorry. Like, I just like, obviously now, she's not getting married. And Travis Kelce.
I was gonna wear mine.
And there's a lot. There's so much to unpack here.
It's a 2.5 minute clip, so we're not gonna play the whole thing. You guys can go watch the Daily Wire's backstage, which, you know, I want to say something before we dissect this. But there is, when she says that Taylor Swift sent her army of trolls, just so you guys know, Scooter Braun, I think that's his last name. He's the one that purchased Taylor Swift's catalog a few years back, allegedly behind her back. What Candace Owens argues is that that did not happen, that Taylor Swift, her dad, knew, and she manipulated the public, including her fans, to think that she was a victim, but who really is the victim is the man that purchased her catalog. Now, Candace Owens, as you guys know, is really good friends with who? Kanye West. You guys saw the drama that happened in 2022 with Kanye West and the music industry when he was going crazy about the Jews and all this stuff, and he was talking about who? The business people, the people that own all these music labels that, and they enter into really bad contracts. Candace Owens had Kanye's back the entire time, basically agreeing that yes, a lot of these contracts are predatory. A lot of these business people are not good business people that take advantage of the talent. Somehow, some way, she has a different tune for Taylor Swift, and she actually takes the side of Scooter Braun. Kanye West yesterday even put out a statement on Instagram saying, I was on the side of Taylor when the whole thing was going down. Why is that? Because he knows how terrible these contracts are. Now, we're not going to get into completely all the details of the contract, but what I will say that I found extremely hypocritical from Candace Owens' part is when she says that Scooter's family had to go into hiding because he received all these death threats and his young children, and she manipulates her following to go and be crazy. Let's rewind a few months back, actually last year, when there was a controversy of a girl known as the Shakshuka girl. And the sin that this girl committed was that she went on TikTok on a Saturday after she had gone to the Beyonce concert, and she made a video saying that, you know, it's okay to be single at 30, that she had woken up late on a Saturday at 10 o'clock and she had gone to Beyonce and she was going to make shakshuka and this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And that was a huge controversy on the conservatives' behalf. Matt Walsh lost his mind. Candace Owens ripped her apart for weeks at a time. You know what I did? I went and started following the Shakshuka girl immediately on TikTok just to see if she was actually glorifying, you know, her childless lifestyle and was against, right, and once against, you know, having children, yada, yada, yada. And so what I found out was that the entire thing was manipulated and gaslighted, I don't know how to say that, from Candace Owens in the Daily Wire, that the girl was actually coping with the fact that she thought she would be married by the age that, you know, by 30 and have children. But the reality was that she was in a bad relationship, or she stayed in a relationship because of that situation. So as a result, she started her TikTok, she started her podcast to cope. She
literally said it, like, I'm coping with the fact that I am not married. Like, I wish I was married. I wish I had children.
I thought I would be married by now. I thought I would have kids by now.
And you know what happened with that girl? Because I saw it myself with my own eyes. That girl got death threats, and that girl got the worst possible insults from all the Red Pill bros, all the conservatives, and all of the people that came in behalf of who? Candace Owens and Matt Walsh. So I find it extremely hypocritical that she somehow cares about, you know, Scooter Braun's, I mean, at least
family
Scooter
being attacked,
is a fucking millionaire that can get security guard with AK-47s around his house in Hollywood to protect him. You think a regular chick on TikTok with 30,000 followers has the same privilege that a multi-millionaire has?
Who just sold the catalog to George Soros, because I never thought I'd see the day where Candace Owens was somehow aligning with a Soros surrogate. Yep. But at what point do we realize that this isn't normal? Now, somebody in the comments actually brought this up.
What did she say?
That she talks about, which is what I told you. She talks about Travis Kelce is into Black women, and once you go Black, you can never go back, and how there's no way he's into Taylor.
That's ma'am. Está fuerte, fuerte.
Está fuerte, fuerte.
Fuerte, fuerte.
That is bold.
Fuerte, fuerte.
There's no way
fuerte, fuerte.
That Travis Kelce could be into Taylor fuerte, Swift because fuerte. He dated Black women? Did your husband never date white women before you? Very weird.
It's really mean girl vibes.
And then for her to say that Taylor Swift is the epitome of feminism, like that there's nothing worse. Like, she's already made a brand out of hating on Kim Kardashian. You think she would have just gone in that direction?
Yeah.
Like, it's wild to me to hear somebody say that somebody like Taylor Swift is the worst example for feminism that a young girl could have when people like Amber Rose exists.
Yeah, well, she's gone after Amber Rose, which is valid because she started. Which is a valid
way to go after somebody.
Going after Amber Rose, who's a slut and literally created the slut walk, is very valid. Like, that's a valid thing, right? But it is what it is. And, you know, we're not huge fans of Candace Owens anymore. At least I'm not.
No.
And with that being said, because we want to move on from this topic.
From the topic of Taylor Swift.
Look at the time.
It's just that it's so much. It's so much. It's such a heavy topic. All right. So let's move on to another conversation that. So George Soros bought up more radio stations leading up to an election. And it's crazy because you would think, who the hell is even listening to radio right now?
A lot of people are. A lot of boomers are, actually.
A lot of boomers, which is the point that I was going to make. As somebody who spends significant amount of time on the ground in community activities, whether it's election integrity, whether it's a candidate, whether it's school board, we're not just talking the walk. We actually walk the walk. And as somebody who's constantly at this event, I always tell Linda that there's the majority of people that are there are older people. Mm-hmm. They are the ones that are actually involved. They are the ones who are actually fighting the fight. So it's scary to think that once their voice is gone, who takes over that leadership position?
Also, like, how long is he going to last? He's fucking 90 years old. Like, he's like, he had like two African men carrying him in the yacht during the holidays. Like, I mean, you know, well, the story goes like this, which is that he's going to control the second largest chain of radio stations, and this is very scary, including iHeartMedia. Sorry, God, you know. It says left-leaning billionaire George Soros fund management has bought up to $400 million of debt in Odyssey, the number two U.S. radio broadcaster behind iHeartMedia, with stations including New York's WFNA and 1010 Winds, as well as Los Angeles-based KROK, according to bankruptcy files. One insider close to the situation, noting that he was a Republican, said he believed it was possible Soros was buying the stake to exert influence on public opinion in the months leading up to the 2024 presidential election. Sources told the Post that Soros' stake is equal to about 40% of the company's senior debt, yada, yada, yada. So, again, had a very interesting conversation with a mega donor last week. And our conversation was surrounding media because this particular person has been attacked by the media lately a lot. And what I told this person was, you know, no matter what you do and no matter how we can approach this current situation that you have going on and what solutions we find for you, we don't have the media on our side. We have nothing. In fact, do you know what's so sad? That 2 years ago or 3 years ago, there was this big project called Americano Media, and it was supposed to be a competition for Univision and Telemundo in Spanish media. And millions of dollars went to this project. In fact, they built a studio here in Miami that was worth like $2 million. The studio was state-of-the-art, beautiful. All these Republicans had put money. They were going to start promoting Trump. It was going to be the biggest thing ever. And what happened to Americana Media? Which, by the way, I got into a fight with them, with those people at one point, and everyone said, you're going to be blacklisted from Americana Media. How dare you go after these people? Because I always, for some reason, I always, you know, catch beef with random people on the internet. And it turns out that they're a lot of times pieces of shit. And so what happened to Americana Media was that the founder that was going to blacklist me ran away with millions of dollars. with all the money that they had, that they had gotten from all these donors and sponsors and donors. And we don't even know where he is anymore because the guy literally stole all the money. And this is what happens when conservatives are trying to create something. Nothing comes out of it. And
well,
so,
because we're the conservatives are their own biggest haters.
Oh yeah.
Conservatives are their own biggest haters.
Absolutely.
All you got to do is look at how people treat us. Because there's so many Hispanic voices out there speaking for conservatives. That's why
there
we don't give a shit to me. Like,
there is.
All you got to do is look at the way.
We're one of the few. We're one of
the fact that Americana was like, oh, we're going to blackball you. It's like, who are you blackballing? Like, one of like five content creators that are willing to do like Spanish speaking content.
Where are they now?
Where are they now?
Nowhere to be found. And we don't even know what happened to the studio. I mean, they actually built like a $2 million studio. It looked like Fox News, like, you know, when like you see Sean Hannity or any of these anchors with like the most beautiful set.
Yeah,
that's what it looked like. And it's nowhere to be found. But now George Soros is buying this radio stations. And speaking of George Soros, we also had, you know, it was Valentine's Day yesterday. Very beautiful day for those who celebrate.
I mean,
I'm not a particular Valentine's girl person.
Never, Valentine. You don't celebrate been. It either. I don't. We never don't celebrate been. It. My husband and I have never celebrated Valentine's.
Never have. But there were some people that were celebrating Valentine's Day. And that is Alex Soros and Huma Abedin. So if you guys do not know who, which is.
Most of you know.
No, I don't know if. Yeah, maybe they do.
Most of you know.
Put it in the middle. Put it in the middle.
Hold on. Let me figure out how it is that I can. All right. There we go.
There we go. No, I went away again. So, you know. Another L for the Red Pill bros who say that, you know, older women are going to die alone. Here is Hillary Clinton's ex-associate, Huma Abedin, who, if you guys remember, she was at one point married to Weiner, the one that was showing his
Anthony Weiner, who was hooking up with sending his pictures of his schlong to 16-year-old underage girls, just like Pearl likes them.
I'm laughing because of his tweets, Trump's tweets that were like, Anthony Weiner's out of jail, hide your kids, all women under 18, hide. Like, that was so funny. George's
they
so funny.
You know, and Huma Abedin has been rumored to know all of Hillary Clinton's secrets, so we know that she's a very dark reputation that follows her. But it's actually, they're like a super villain couple. It's they like Huma Abedin, Miss I Could Potentially Eat Babies, and Alex Soros, like super.
Who's the heir of the Soros?
The highest villain empire to ever exist in our time. So it's almost like a Despicable Me like type couple. But it's so funny because even in these sinister, evil lizard people dynamics, you still see the RP taking L's. Because Huma Abedin is how old? 47 years old. And Alex Soros is only 32 years old.
And this was a picture that he actually posted on his Instagram story yesterday with, like Bella said, if you put this little happy Valentine's Day emojis.
Oh, he's sprung. You know he's sprung. He had to pick. And might I add, you can't see it in the screenshot, but it was like glowing in the entire thing. This super villain man that probably discusses with his supervillain friends at Davos how it is that they're going to get rid out of the rest of us, found it in his heart to find this little glittery little sticker thing to put over his picture with his new girlfriend that he's so excited to have that is 15 years his senior. So sadly, you know, just another an outlander. What is it that they call it? Just an exception, not the rule. Only a handful of billionaires in the world, but somehow.
The thing about, you know, this type of situations is kind of like you are who you associate yourself, like your circle, right? So like if you are a billionaire, if you're a millionaire, you're going to associate with millionaires. If you're a billionaire, you're going to associate with billionaires. And then there comes the network that you have, which for Alex Soros, for example, are people like Chuck Schumer, people like Nancy Pelosi, people like Hillary Clinton, the Obamas, you know, Hollywood actors, like things like that, the elite. So you're going to date each other. Like there's only so many options that you have. Like this guy's not going to bring a random 22-year-old chick from Miami.
And I'm sure that he has. Because we've seen pictures of him with younger girls. Of course he has.
Yeah.
But the one that he's picking little stickers for, the one with the little heart and happy Valentine's Day and the gifts and the flowers and the whole little corny, I'm going to take you to Paris, France, is with the post-wall supervillain that matches his energy, because like Linda has said many times, it's about, like we've said many times, it's about compatibility. And who's going to be more compatible with Alex Soros
than another villain? Another villain.
They're perfect for each other.
They hold each other's secrets. They probably drink baby blood and do weird sacrifices with goats and shit like that. Probably still go to Epstein's Island. I mean, I don't know.
They've got all of that, but they've got so much in common. And the RP never talks about these things. And here is, once again, this even post-wall supervillain women are winning. Literally. Even so, you know, one time for the post-wall women, even the supervillains get the win. I mean, the hearts really took me out. It was the hearts. Happy Valentine's Day. It glowed. It was actually hysterical. George Santos.
So yesterday there was a special election in New York. If you guys know, George Santos was our gay congressman over in New York. He actually flipped that seat. And, you know, the thing about George Santos was that he had a really good voting record. 99% voted Republican, more than some of her favorite people like Ana Paulina Luna, another congressman and congresswoman. And so what ended up happening was that he was actually expelled from his seat, from the House of Representatives, over some ethics complaint that he had misused his campaign funds, yada, yada, yada.
He had bought Botox all that, in his campaign.
All that for what? You expel this guy for some bullshit only so that Democrats can take the seat in New York. The Republicans ran some woman, and she was like some black lady, some black Democrat that registered as a Republican. She ended up actually losing to some white Democrat in that seat. And now we have one less representative in the House.
By the way, we had a super minimal majority.
Single vote counts.
You may not like it, but this face on the screen is the face of the conservative vote in Congress. He had one of the most conservative voting records. Mm-hmm. One of the most conservative voting records. And Republicans, per usual, with their lame purity wars and their usual BS, took him out because God forbid that you have a guy that uses money, that lies, that cheats, like every other politician on the Democrat side. And we need to be so proper and we need to be so already moral that we need to unseat our guy that was voting aligned with the people who had elected him to get the Democrat. And I had somebody, and I'm going to address it. I don't think that anybody in our chat is going to be saying this, but I did have somebody respond to me and it's like, oh, well, clearly they cheated. Well, no, they didn't cheat. George Santos flipped a historically blue chair.
Yeah.
He flipped it because he was who he was. So if anybody's going to cheat, then the assumption would be that it would be the outlier, which is George Santos, a Republican, winning in a district that had historically been blue. The problem is that Republicans, per usual, can't get out of their own way. And per usual, Mostly Peaceful Latinas is here to remind Republicans that you alone cannot win elections.
No.
Your base is not big enough to win elections without conservatives.
Right.
Are not big enough to win elections without moderate and independent voters.
Wait, somebody here is talking about, they're talking about Donovan Sharp, and they're saying that he deleted all of his videos because he got called out. Can you guys tell me?
Oh, can you tell us what it was?
Can you guys tell me the tea? Because I don't know what happened to Donovan Sharp. Please tell me in the comments. I saw that he had deleted. It says Donovan Sharp is not making sports content. Nobody's watching his shitty dating advice. I mean, he fucking sucks.
My theory was that a lot of these red pill bros are getting their content taken down. And Donovan doesn't have the following to be able to pick up and go somewhere else. Like some of the other guys like Fresh and Pit, maybe Pearly Things. So if his YouTube channel comes down, he's not like Jay Waller that has a construction company or anything. Like he's just got screwed. He's going to be screwed. So yeah. I was under the impression that maybe he was just trying to protect himself. Somebody asked, who is Donovan Sharp? Donovan Sharp is the guy that Linda bodied on the sauce cast.
So Donovan Sharp is a dating guru. What ended up happening to him was that, I guess, back in the day, some 19-year-old stripper, he decided to date he decided to date a 19-year-old stripper. I repeat, he decided to date a 19-year-old stripper
with a kid,
with a child who screwed him over and I guess took his money, and I don't know the situation. Ever since then, he became traumatized and started making dating content, red pill content, analyzing women and how they could potentially screw you over and take your money, cheat on you, yada, yada,
and giving
yada,
men
yada.
Resources on how to basically,
and
like...
And so the guy is not very attractive. He doesn't have a lot going on, but he's very resentful for women. And he grew a following just basically like, oh, if a woman says, sorry, I can't see you tonight, that means she's fucking 100 guys that night. Like crazy stuff. Like, I mean, crazy things that he'll come up with. I mean, I don't really care what he posts. It's his freedom of speech. But what ended up happening is that we were both booked on the Sauce Cast last year, sometime in like April or something. And I went very innocently, not knowing what I was going to face. And he never showed up because they were paying for his flight to come to Miami and then face a panel of women and, you know, shit on us, I guess, and call us whores and whatever it is that they call women nowadays. And so what ended up happening was that, you know, the first hour of the show, the host is asking us all these questions about, I don't know, yada, 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 dating, relationships, things in the mainstream media. And then at the very end, he was brought on and they show us all these clips of how he treats his women, including the fact that his women cannot go to the bathroom with her phone. This is how paranoid he is of getting cheated on. His ideology is that if you take the phone with you while you go take a shit, or shower, or wash your face, you are actually cheating on him and potentially talking to another man. So after all that is done, this guy, we start arguing, everyone starts arguing, all the guests, yada, yada, yada. And the guy actually starts disrespecting me and coming after me because I said...
They asked you, what did you think about him? And you're like, I don't think about him at all.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I don't know him. I don't know anything about him because I didn't. That was the first time that I had ever heard about him, and I actually started texting her on the side, and she like knew who he was. So she started giving me all the download of this guy, like all the details. And at some point he started being very rude towards me and said that it wasn't a flex that I had once gone on a date and a guy had spent a lot of money on me
because
I was unmarried, and that was not a flex. And I was like, I never said that was a flex. All I said was that you don't have to sleep with a man if he spends money on you. Like, you just don't have to. As a woman, it doesn't matter whether it's $5 or $1,000. And that set of chain of events where I called him a peasant, a broke peasant. And I called him a walrus. And I said that he was gross. And so he got very, very offended. And he said that he would never go back to Valuetainment and Saucecast. And after that,
it's really never been the same
after that, really.
Maverick, he called you Laura, but I know what he meant. He's like, Conovan still got PTSD because Linda cooked his ass. It's true. I feel like he's never quite been the same. Linda just really messed up that whole thing.
Yeah, really fucked them over with that one, huh?
But we don't know what happened. His content seems to have disappeared from one day to the next, and it was there, but then it wasn't there, so... We don't really know what's happening with his channel or what the future is there. I want to read a couple of these last super chats that we received. Mr. Walton came through once again. Ariella came through once again with a super sticker. Don Juan Plagueis says, read my comment about Jay Waller. Ooh, I don't know. Let me go try and find it. Guys, keep strong. Love you guys. Oh, Nino's producer, Christy, thank you so much. We love you. So happy you're here. I want to read the comment on Jay Waller. Where's the comment on Jay Waller?
Jay Waller.
I recall talking to Conovan. That wasn't it. He's your simp. Drop the comment on Jay Waller
Conovan
again.
Conovan is doing sports content. It's the last thing I see. He got married to the single mother again when 7 years ago he was very much against single mothers.
Oh, Jay Waller got banned. He hates his mother and has talked bad about her. Funny how life works. His mom now has more subscribers. Does she?
No way.
I didn't know that. That's horrible. That's horrible. But this is a man that clearly does have mommy issues. He clearly does. So, all right.
Jay Waller was really nice to me when I saw him at the holiday party, remember?
I'm sure. He seems like a nice enough guy. Yeah. You know, he seems like a nice enough guy. A little bit of a trier, but I think he's entirely nice enough. He's not one of the rudest ones, you know?
Yeah. Maverick, thank you so much. Did you put this one? He said, Conovan still got PTSD. Oh my God, that's so funny. For those of you that asked me, somebody asked me on the chat about her Cash App and PayPal and her stuff. It's actually in the link in bio. So if you want to make a donation, you could also do it there.
Our and if you know any mega donors that want to contribute to Latino media, send them our way too.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just go over some of these like really clowny headlines. We only got like 15 minutes, but we want to go over some of these really clowny headlines.
The first clown world headline that I want to talk to you guys about is called The Democrats Unveil a New Hip-Hop Task Force. That's right, a hip-hop task force to tackle racial inequality. And as the Democrats always do, they never actually tell you what their task force are supposed to do. They never tell you their motives. They never tell you what it's their goal, their accomplishments. They just throw out big words or fancy words or things that make no sense but make sense to their audience, which, of course, in this case is Black people. I'm not singling out Black people. It's just what they're trying to target. And this task force is actually spearheaded by Rep. Jamal Bowman. I think this guy got some sort of sanction or something for pulling the...
He's the one that pulled the fire alarm during the vote.
Yeah. And so this is a hip-hop power and justice task force, and he announced it outside of the state capitol of the U.S. Capitol. And this is what he says. He says, artists like Eric B., Queen Latifah, Chuck D., don't know who that is, Public Enemy, inspired the New York lawmakers throughout his life, including his time as an educator. They were very instrumental in creating a curriculum and blueprint for my life. I owe a lot of who I am to the lessons that they taught me throughout the music. Again, why is this relevant? Why is this even a thing for the American people? How is this going to solve racial inequality? We will never know, because never ask a Democrat what they're actually intend to do with their task force. Just like Joe Biden said that he was going to have an abortion task force. Also not sure what that means.
This is low key. Let me play this, because this is low key what I think about when I hear about the task force. This is what I think about.
What this is with everything's down low. It all is in a plea.
The lady teaching them how to dance.
It's all the lady teaching
people how to dance hip hop.
You know, growing up,
she's like, "Don't worry, guys.
Really,
I got you."
Tell me all the time.
I'm going to teach you guys all of the steps that you need right here.
Start out
right here with the hip hop dance move.
And then he says, "I mean, again, he's talking about Fat Joe, Rick Ross, Busta Rhymes. I don't know what that means." Talking about a Black music coalition. Again, I'm trying to understand how hip hop task force is going to solve racial inequality, but it's unsure. I wish I could tell you guys what it's going to do. He never says. All he talks about is that hip hop has been around for 50 years. And, you know, lawmakers points to the story of Megan Thee Stallion. I mean,
they're just trying to look. Here's the thing. The truth of the matter is that we've got a prediction that it's going to be anywhere between 8 to 10 points that Trump gains with the Black community and the Black vote. And this is just a desperate attempt.
What does this even mean?
This is just a desperate attempt to try and capture the black vote in somehow, right? Because you know how it goes. But anyways, that
article literally ends, and you never understand what this is supposed to do. And that is one of the many things that I saw this week that was completely deranged. Somebody asked me in the comments, Maverick, I think he's asking about the Disney diversity hiring. Yes, I did. I saw the Disney diversity hire, which Elon Musk, I think, shared or posted himself.
I hit here.
Am I shocked? I am not shocked. One thing that you guys need to
What was the diversity hire? You're going to have to tell me what it is.
So the diversity hire is basically a chart.
So nothing with this lady teaching the hip-hop.
I wish I had it with me to show you guys, but it basically tells you the percentage of people that they're supposed to hire in Disney per, like not just like in the theme parks, but also like in the movies or like a show, right? Okay. So like in the show, I don't have the numbers, but let's say in the show is like 25% of a movie needs to have like, you know, brown people, Black people, yellow people, which that would be Asians, like HRH Collection says. And that's basically what it was. It was a breakdown of the amount, the percentage of minorities, disabled people, transgender people, LGBT people, whatever,
right,
that are supposed to be hired within certain, you know, Disney branches, within the parks, within the movies, within the shows, within the hotels. And, you know, it's one of those things, I think you have to mute this. It's one of those things where this is the world that we live in now. And that is why you need to start building the parallel economy. That is why, you know, companies like Public Square, we don't have a partnership with them. I'm giving them a little bit of free promotion. But that is why companies like Public Square exist. Because we are finding solutions and alternative resources and companies to support over the mainstream. Now, you're never going to compete with Disney. It's never going to happen. You're never going to build another wholesome Disney, I don't know, a Christian theme park or something like that. It's not going to happen. You guys know that Disney's going to go on for years.
They've tried. There's Disney. A theme park. There's a Bible theme park.
Okay, sure. But you're not going to compete with Disney.
But you know what? And this was the point that I made the other day.
Disney is a global brand.
This was the point that I made the other day with the Bud Light thing, right? Which is the conservatives are like, oh, well, screw Bud Light. We want to see them burn to the ground. We want to see them burn to the ground. And the problem is the conservatives are actually missing an opportunity. We were able to influence the market. We were able to get a multi-billion dollar conglomerate to their needs. And now, instead of showing we can break a company, but we can also make a company by showing it's like, all right, you want our favor back. Let's go out there and show big corporations that Republican dollars do matter, that we do influence the market. We're never going to find an alternative to Disney, but we could use our dollars to influence the direction that Disney takes. And conservatives don't know how to do that because they think that it's like, well, Disney demonic, Taylor Swift demonic. If you look at how the, and I hate to go back to the Taylor Swift comment, because I know that we're all sick and tired of hearing it. But if you actually look at the way that the Trumps, Donald Trump and Don Jr., both made references to Taylor Swift. And the way that they trolled Taylor Swift was by putting her in a MAGA hat.
Right.
Because they understand the value that if Taylor Swift woke up tomorrow and said, you know what, our economy is not doing good and the party that actually supports women is the Republican Party and we need to go for Donald Trump, that would be amazing for us. That would be a great win for us. So why alienate that? But most people don't know that. Now let's move on to the next clowny,
and then
the next, we got two more headlines and then we'll finish it up here. Actually, let's just stick to the one. Next clown headline of the week is that Iran decided for no reason at all that today they were going to wake up and declare that the South Pole and Antarctica belonged to them. That's it. It's official, guys. Iran declares that Antarctica is them, theirs. They believe that Joe Biden isn't going to do anything.
And he probably won't.
Actually. And he probably won't. Like, you have to laugh at it because the reality is that they're not going to do anything. And that Iran now, they, what do you call it when somebody moves into your abandoned property? They're squatters. They're squatters. Iran is literally squatting Antarctica right now. They're just going to build a base on the South Pole. And the rest of us are just going to have to sit there and love it and enjoy it.
Well, you know what else, actually speaking of world leaders, this week they asked Vladimir Putin, Russian news, I think, asked Vladimir Putin if he would prefer Trump or Biden for the 2024 election to win. And he actually said that he would prefer Biden. And he said that the reason why he preferred Biden was because Biden was very predictable and he was an old school politician, unlike Donald Trump, which was really surprising to me because, you know, I thought that he would be more favored towards Trump. But I think Vladimir Putin is a businessman who understands that having a weak America makes him stronger. And I think that he may have a soft spot for Trump as a world leader, as somebody who's, you know, he got along with him, he respected him, he never tried to intervene against his issues with Ukraine. But I think that he understands that a weak America means that BRICS are going to, it's going to be able to prosper, right? BRICS being Brazil, Russia, India, China,
Brazil,
and South Africa and Brazil as well. And so because he is interested in Russia alone, he's going to prefer the cabbage to stay in power over someone like Trump who kept them in check. I thought that was interesting. We should have put
somebody wrote.
What? I see my hair on this.
We should claim all the major oceans before anybody else does.
The major oceans.
No, this is where we're at. Like, I claimed it. It's mine. You know what? I caught shotgun. I caught shotgun.
Like, random ass islands. Like, I claimed that shit. You know, why not? That's the way it used to be back in the day. You just kind of like traveled the world, explored, and then you just put your flag. I also want to give a shout out. I think we have one more super chat. American Advocate. Can you put him on?
Yes. Pull this up.
And then there we go.
If you vote Democrat after these 3 or 4 years, we throw in hands.
We're throwing hands
on site.
Oh, fucking God, for real. People are so bad. And I also want to give a shout out to Rafaela, who sent us a Cash App. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I just got the email right now. You guys are the best. Without your support, we really wouldn't be here because we have pretty awesome lives outside of social media. And you know, it's like last week we were being trolled. I don't know if you guys saw on the internet, but Pearly did come after us. Hannah Pearl Davis came after us last week on Twitter, really after me. And I think she was sitting on that for a while since I trolled her friend Rachel. And I am a troll and I do say kind of fucked up things sometimes on Twitter. But she came after us, you know, to fat shame. No, first, she took our fight with Chronic. You know, we had the frogs that invaded our space, our chat last week. She took their side, of course she was, because she is the queen of Red Pill and incels. And so she decided to say, you know, women, if you don't like what men have to say, then just shut it off, turn it off, ignore it. To which I responded to her and said, in a very sarcastic tone, obviously, I said, wow, if it isn't the Red Pill incel queen, why don't you tell your audience to ignore women? Because they can't. They can't ignore us. They can't mute us. They can't block us. Not just me, but all the other girls on Twitter. I said, why don't you tell your audience to stop to ignore us? Ignore women, you know, because these men don't like something that we have to say. And then they make 3 and 4 videos. They tweet about us. They're nasty. They make memes. They call us whores, fat, blah, 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 spics, wetbacks. I mean, you name it. They call us that. And she didn't like that. We went back and forth a little bit. She tried fat shaming us. And I said to her, well, you know, you are fat yourself. So I don't understand why you, out of all people, are coming after everybody about their weight. Particularly when you sleep around with men that are as big as a black whale, you know, like Free Willy. I don't know if you guys ever saw a movie. Maybe I'm too old. But there was a movie once upon a time called Free Willy, and it was about a whale, a black whale, an orca, who's really the size of her ex-boyfriend. And within that back and forth, there was a point where she asked me something about
accused us of the buying the followers.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Yes, of course. Well, she accused us of buying followers. I mean,
I'm pretty sure we would have bought more than the 8,000 that we have.
We don't even have 10,000 followers. This is a hobby for us. We do it for you guys. We do it because, you know, Bella lost her Instagram account years ago. She lost her Twitter. She lost everything. This is really the only channel that she has. And some of you guys, like David Berg, Adam Silva, you guys have been my followers since I had no followers on social media. And so being able to keep up with you guys, and even if it's in a small form for now, it's something that we're very grateful for and something that we enjoy. You know, we take time out of our day. But she accuses of buying followers. I mean, 10,000 followers.
Hilarious, because sometimes we look at our chat and there's significantly more engagement that comes from, you know, the 8,000 of you that follow us. Then Pearl's chatting her millions of followers. So one has to really wonder.
That was very, very interesting.
It's always interesting when, you know, just always know that I can never defend myself. If you guys ever have beef with me, you're going to have to wait until I do a live on Thursdays, because I'm not allowed on the internet, because the things that I say actually do bring value, and I'm not part of a psyop that protects my platform on social media.
Somebody mentioned HRH Collection. I follow her and we've always had a really cool relationship. I try to help her get her account back a few times. I have her phone number. So I'll probably reach out to her and see if we can we can actually do a collab before she's pregnant. She's very pregnant, I think. And so before she, you know, doesn't feel that well, I'm going to ask her to come on the show and we can have her. She's so funny. Her rants are hilarious. She's crazy. And she speaks a lot of truth to power. She really does.
Yeah.
And she's been able to do something incredible, which is, you know, turn all these little gay boys is what she calls them, my gay boys, into non-woke people. And with that being said, we're going to log off. We've been here for an hour and a half. Thank you guys so much. We will see you next week. Thank you for all of your donations. It means so much to us that we can keep the lights on and we can keep going. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you for your support, guys.
Bye.
Have a good night.